And that statist we leaves much confusion in its wake, if only because of its lack of clarity. The film presents itself as a critique of civilization, undefined, says that it's been around this thing, civilization, for 5,000 years, that it's the problem, but then tells us that the real problem is that our, quote, hunter and gatherer hardware, our Paleolithic hunter brain, hasn't caught up with this modern technology around us. No, no. What we have here is a communally developed and egalitarian species creativeness across the millennia, stuffed in an ancient millennia-long class, rank-based elevation of the few form of social arrangement. And we chafe at the artificial restraints, and we are bursting out of them. And this film argues that our nature is to make snap judgments and to not think about the future. Again, Invisibles, the indigenous, as if we don't have the common sense of a squirrel, for goodness sake. Quote, we have these animal minds and the enlightened part may not come naturally to us, unquote. Another one, can we transcend that inner animal nature, that ice age hunter, says another. Quote, there are 5 billion people waiting to tap into this bonanza of cars and blah, blah, blah. Tell that to the Bedouins. Tell that to the indigenous in Central and South America. Giving the big finger to power saying, take back your water contracts. Take back your deals that strip us of our earth and our ability to be self-sufficient. So he is identifying so-called pre-civilization brains as the problem, not really civilization itself, which is the opposite message to what he purports it to be. This seems very much like an orchestrated campaign. Presenting the problem as Paleolithic brains feeds nicely into Sir Richard's agenda. A very neat pass of the ball along to his pack of experts. The best brains are out there. We'll fix it all. Inequality, oceans dying, all the poisoning and the global warming, all for us, he assures us. All we need do is give them our trust. This is called resetting our allegiance. This is called the big con, just when we were starting to hear the earth. And this orchestration speaks to our need to convene our own discussions, apace, 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 so we can have our say and decide what's best, the global awakening or the great reset. When Suzuki says essentially, we thought we were well on track on this train called progress, but we were presumptuous. His destination and ours are not the same. The reset is about finding a new lens or prism for the panopticon. The point of the panopticon, though it literally means all seeing, is to hold our eyes so that all are seeing it. This is the energy efficiency bit in Power's design. This is why, contrary to Power's thoughts, are so abhorrent to it. Control, patrolling both the cons and us to assure their fit and our compliance, becomes expensive when authentic thought proliferates. The costs run high in time and treasure, for realizing Plato's vision depends on constant forward pressure, momentum, because our, we the people's thought, constantly wants to develop. And it's important that we begin to see that this tactic is necessary for we the people as well, forward momentum. And that it's the only means of getting free. Having a vision of mutual assistance to establish leisure globally and ensuring that we move towards it daily. There's a word for this in martial arts, for meeting and mirroring an opposing force in order to bring it down, bring down the level of energy, which happens as we help each other and dispel the illusion of scarcity.